Kiddushin Perek Dalad, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Lo Yilmud Adam Ravok Soifrim. The way the Rav learns this, it means, almost looks like the Rav had a different girsa, like the words were switched around. But it means somebody that's not married should not teach little children. He should not be like a little cheder Rebbe. Why not? Because often the mothers would always be the ones bringing their children to the base of Seferin. Because it's nias reasons, that is an issue. For lo Silmud Isha Soifrim. And also, in a cheder, they shouldn't have a woman teacher for these little children for the same reason. Because the fathers often would bring the sons. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Af mi she'en lo isha, lo yilmud soifrim. Rabbi Eliezer says that even a person that's wife isn't with him right now, since his wife's not there, he shouldn't teach the tinokas because, again, because of all the mothers that come in. Obviously, the Tanakhama disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Tanakhama holds, as long as he's married, even if his wife isn't there, it's not an issue. And the Achronim go into, what if a person was married at one point and is no longer married? Can he be a cheder Rebbe? Or there's another tzad to say that since he once was married, so his taivas aren't as strong.